Emergency Local Advisory Board meeting of February 26, 2003. Operator of this machine is Pam, thankfully.
Okay, call the meeting to order.
I think that we have to get started.
Yes.
I expect Anthony and I expect Ann Emmerman and Cece.
And Ray.
I know Ray is tied up someplace with an election, I think. So we're going to get started. This is an emergency meeting that we had to call. The national board meeting was canceled because somehow there's a stipulation that they have to have seven days to get anything that we do here today to the national board in 7 days. And I suspect that's why they canceled the national board meeting for this weekend.
But it wasn't just us, right?
Huh?
It wasn't just...
It just started.
The AI. It was
no, it's all of us.
Okay, I just want that on the record because every time we see... Oh, no, it has all
nothing
of
to do with
okay. No.
I just want to be sure. Can look.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Sheila.
No, I can move. One more, I think.
Ray's coming. We already got Mimi made the quorum, and we have Ann, which is one more than a quorum. Seven is a quorum.
Okay.
We have eight, and Ray's coming.
And Cece is both coming, because I talked to her. I know this story is going to be. Okay, let's get started. Please help me with running this meeting. I'm sure that Mimi will help me run this meeting. We had to meet because if there's any resolutions that we pass, the agenda will probably be on one of the things that we're interested in doing and helping to be thought out is to attempt to... We're concerned about the bylaws, that we do not want the bylaws to be passed in one great slump. We want them passed article by article. And that's one of the things that will be on the agenda tonight to discuss the bylaws. And there's one other thing that we want to discuss, that we have to get a report in to the national board of what we have been doing over the past 2 months. A status report, that's what I used to call it when I had to do it for my board, as to what we've been doing. And I think we have to get a status report together so we can take to the national board next week to distribute. I think Rashida, you and I did that the last time we took those reports. So we have to get a status report stating what we have been doing.
And things we've passed.
And then
well, not just only the things we passed, but anything that we might have been doing. So, could I make a suggestion for the agenda then, Marion? Maybe if we could spend, say, a half hour brainstorming, and we just write down sentence by sentence whatever we've done and put that together in the status report and reserve the rest of the time for the bylaws so that we don't have to do a whole bunch of stuff. It shouldn't be long.
Gail.
With all due respect, I really think we should get to the bylaws because we're starting late. People have to leave early.
No, I'm just saying if just everybody could do one sentence and we just write it down. It shouldn't take more than 15 minutes.
Oh, yes, it will.
No, okay, then, all right. But my fear is, I don't care if it's recorded. My fear is that we get to California and once again we don't have a status report and we end up having a personal report like we had the last time. Okay. Well, whomever. And I just don't want that to happen. That's my only response. Yes? Maybe there's another way. Maybe people can call and we can do it on the phone.
Okay. Thank you, Mimi.
Well, I mean, fortunately,
we have at least another week, Lord knows,
okay.
I'd like to put off. But
all
I am,
right.
I am so,
okay.
since it's not this weekend,
no. okay.
I am just
You're
so
right.
profoundly
about
concerned
You're
about
right.
what I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is the issue of affirmative action, the issue of
I
diversity
agree.
Has been, certainly for this board and in various venues around the country, a fundamental contention. And I guess I have some thoughts, I'm sure other people do as well, and I think I'd like to tackle that first.
I agree.
I think it's
I agree.
About
I've
the
forgotten.
Thorniest.
I've forgotten that the meeting was postponed. You're right. So I was sure.
And I would just like to leave like some time, because I think what Rashida mentioned is important.
Yes.
Maybe one of us can volunteer during the course of the week
yes.
and circulate it by email.
Good.
Yes. Okay.
Good.
I agree with that. I'm sorry.
Good.
I forgot that the meeting had
Okay. All right, now. So on the agenda, we I'd like to get a consensus of the board if we would we are going to discuss the bylaws first.
Yes.
And then maybe we can give the bylaws at 7:20 now, maybe till 8 o'clock. Is that enough time?
Yeah. What time did you say?
8 o'clock.
Okay. Call 8 o'clock and then we'll see what we need after that.
Gail?
There's some very specific resolutions that I think we need
okay.
to pass.
Good.
One is Leslie Radford's from KPFK.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think, a number that Bob Lederer gave language to and put on the internet that I have in front of me. And one, two, at 5:10, I left my house at 5:15, at 5:10 I downloaded a proposal from Muntu, which I think warrants our consideration also. It's more of a statement, I think, than a
This
an
all
resolution.
Has to do with the bylaws?
All has to do with
okay,
the bylaws.
Okay, so can we include that in the Muntu statement, and what's the other one?
And Leslie.
And Leslie's statement?
Bob and Leslie.
Bob and Leslie's statement?
Yeah.
Do you have that listed? How do you have it listed? Did you list these things?
It was first. It was you
Leslie
mentioned the Leslie Radford's.
Absolutely.
Leslie Radford's. Yours. It's the Golden proposal.
The
and,
proposal.
Yes, and then the Muntu.
Well, and
oh, I know. Bob Lederer.
Yeah, Bob had a number of things here.
And then Muntu.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have
and
to.
And Mimi and.
As long as did you finish with your statement? Because I want to add some, and I just wanted to have something to discuss that may have some significance before we
right.
even.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt you.
No, no.
Then may I?
I
must
on
say
there.
One thing, only one thing. I got a telephonic message from Ray regarding the language of the Radford proposal. He would like us to wait until he's here, at least for that.
Okay.
For everything
okay.
else, we can go on.
Okay.
But for that, he'd like us to wait.
Okay. So would you?
He will be here. He's on his way.
And did you? I saw your hand. Okay. We want to take Mimi and let Mimi get through
sure.
this.
Sure. Yes.
Which, she's had a lot of work on this.
Right.
I know it's a bit late relevant to, and I know Janice has very righteous concern about the fact that there is a 7-day notice requirement that is in the bylaws, and I'll address that in a minute. But I also know that I have long been... Despite the fact that I just want to go back on record and saying that the self-determination policies that we had tried to put together and had been working on for almost a year and a half, I still believe is absolutely and unequivocally the correct way to go and offers both the politics and the progressive diversity which can be accomplished through an affirmative approach that doesn't fall into the problematic or the muddied waters of the change potentially in the law or relevant to the Michigan cases that are going to be argued on April 1st or for that matter the older 25-year-old case of Bakke. That being said, and I'd still like to revive those, but that being said, I have long been trying to reach out to people who I think are some of the pivotal attorney activist. Gregory Wonderwheel criticized me for being a political lawyer. I consider that a compliment. I am a political lawyer, and I have long been trying to reach out to the political lawyers who have worked for decades on the issue of reparations and affirmative actions and civil and human rights. I have a meeting with Ted Shaw. Let me just explain who he is. Ted Shaw is the Associate General Counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. He has argued at least 10 to 15 times before the Supreme Court in the leading cases that have evolved and indeed was relevant to the fighting the Bakke case 25 years ago as well. He is also about to on behalf of the students argue before the Supreme Court in the Michigan case. Michigan case is the undergraduate and the case before the law school case. In any event, without giving, he's pretty extraordinaire. And he is also very familiar with our bylaws, and he is familiar with WBAI and has been kind of watching the situation for quite some time because we've consulted with him in the past. The earliest that he could meet with us was Friday, and other people could participate as well, and indeed I welcome that. The reason I'm saying that is because the bylaw that has been, there is no bylaw now, what there is a proportional representation formula, which presumably takes the place of an affirmative, inclusive approach to the historically disenfranchised. I politically don't think that's sufficient. I think our board is already on record with that, so I won't repeat myself. But what I'd like to do is I would like us not to not discuss Bob's or other things or Gail's end, but I would like us to wait because he is prepared to work with us to come up with, and it's really not much more than a paragraph that has the semblance and the form of the way the bylaws, the other bylaws, have been constructed. And I think that we can come up with an affirmative action approach that passes political muster, assuming one thinks it needs to, but I won't even get into that can of worms right now. But I can't imagine anybody more political, more equipped, who knows the state of the law better, etc. And I really would like us to give real consideration to that. The problem with that is something that Janice may be very well aware of, which is there's the 7-day notification. I just, if I might address it, I have a couple of thoughts on that. There isn't any court order. There is a consent decree amongst the parties that actually is quite amiable at this point. We understand why notice exists, so that people will be given an opportunity to think about and to be involved and to ultimately be heard on the issues without a time constraint that pressures them into making irresponsible decisions. That being said, there's no question that it could be waived amongst the members of the board pursuant to a reasoned request that there is more information coming in. That's one thing. The other way of dealing with the 7-day request is indeed allow the board to have its meeting, begin discourse on this and other issues, but they don't have to, if they want to hold firm and rigid and bureaucratically to the 7 days, they don't have to vote on it at that meeting. They can certainly vote on the more sticky and contentious parts of the bylaws thereafter and not run afield of the 7 days. So I really don't see that should be a prohibition on our doing a full deliberation on this and coming up with a conclusion that is really satisfactory to everybody, at least on our board. So that's one thing, and I also have talked to Ted about whether the board would be willing. It's entirely unseemly and unfortunate that the board is not willing to take this seriously enough to actually have a panel convened at the national board meeting with people with acknowledged progressive expertise in this area, so that it can be fully and comprehensively deliberated. It is one of the most important issues in our country, barring none. And it always has been, and it's always been an Achilles heel of our movements. So I would at some point tonight like to make a proposal again about having that panel convened there, having the board put off the vote on that component of the bylaws, et cetera, and also to have us agree that we will go and consult with Ted, try to actually frame a bylaw, since people seem to need it in that construct, et cetera. So that's
Friday, what were you talking about? This immediate Friday? Or
yes.
What time?
This Friday. It should be before noon. We just left it open in my hopes that people would be able to participate. It's already being seriously considered. If the thrust, and it's our thrust, if the thrust is to support affirmative action, and I also have written a little political statement furthering about what we believe in, then the idea would be certainly to consult with somebody like that who is aware of that, who has politics that is sympathetic to that and can help us frame it in a way that is really kind of irrefutable in terms of the law. I did a legal memo. I didn't try to put it into a bylaw. Ted could help us do that. So just the last point on the thing at the board. If the board were not willing to or get somebody out, and I've talked to a number of people like Gerald Horn, who was, of course, one of the formulative people fighting the Bakke and has gone on for years to write on and deliberate on these matters, his intimate simile with our system. I've talked to Nolan Bowie. Nolan is the husband of Lonnie Guineer, but he specializes, aside from affirmative action, also in FCC law and regulation. These folks would participate in a teleconferencing at the board if they could not physically get there, if the board could not transport them. There could be a teleconference set up, which we did in Washington once before, where we actually take calls, deliberate, etc. So that's just a parameter of some of the things that I...
Are they willing for that?
Yes, they are.
Oh. Is the board willing?
Well.
You finished, maybe?
Wait.
Yeah, no,
wait,
I mean, we...
Janice?
I was looking at the different things and listening to what you said you were going to discuss tonight. All of these things are going to run into difficulty with people saying you had a year. And many of us, I've been fighting with many of these since dawn this morning. They are going to say you had a year to do this. You are not going to revisit these issues. So just be prepared for that. And we're also opening a can of worms. I understand wanting to go article by article, but Jabari wants to gut these bylaws and opening them up to going article by article is going to open the door for some of that. So I don't know how to get around any of this, but what I believe is going to happen.
Could I just ask a question, to follow up on what you just said with regard to something else that Mimi said? What about the idea of a panel? Would that also be opening up panels?
I think it's wonderful.
I think it's a great idea.
Bob had mentioned this to me about a week or so ago, that he thought this was at least the very least we should be doing.
Yeah.
But people want to get the bylaws passed, and they're going to say it's over. This is it. That's what I believe will happen.
Okay. Mary.
Connie.
Panama
and Connie.
I mean, I think a couple of things. I agree with the concept of the panel. I think that should definitely take place if we can muster the support of the board to have that happen. Okay, because of the nature of the issue, I think that it's important that we take whatever time is necessary to make sure that the best possible form can take place. A question to you about the question of this 7-day, and that is, if the meeting has been canceled this weekend, right? Is it going to be postponed one? Is it a cancellation or postponement? That's the first question.
Postponement.
Postponement.
To when?
The next week.
Okay, so next weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Next Friday.
Friday.
The following Friday. Because
7th and 8th.
Ideally, I mean, I don't know how effective it could be in, if you're having this meeting on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Of us in some fashion convening that we could by Friday night send, and that would give us the 7 day just to guarantee, okay, guarantee that what we have to send forth is, you know, timely, okay, because again we don't want to be. You know, yeah, I know what the spirit of the 7 days is, but people could sometimes take the spirit and throw it out the window and hold on to the hard, you know, black and white of it. I'm not sure what the mood is on the board, but we want to make sure that what we have to say gets there and gets discussed. If it's happening Friday during the day, maybe we could hold an emergency meeting Friday evening.
Point of clarification from Janice. It's my understanding, regardless, please correct me if I'm wrong, that whatever discourse the IPBN has had thus far on the bylaws were not considered of any substantive changes or anything from the labs or anybody else. Am I wrong about that? It was my...
That's what I'm saying about going article by article. It's not going to happen.
No, but
not open to change.
No, but that's what I was told, that under no condition would they consider any, I mean, that's what Carol said, that they will not consider any other proposal. It wasn't just the 7 days, but they spoke now, forever hold your peace, and we're going to vote, and that's all there is. Is that not what the understanding was? That you couldn't even submit anything else.
My understanding is that if you have a discussion at the meeting, then you can't vote at the meeting because there has to be a seven day period where the thing has been finalized and reviewed, and then the vote takes place.
But if the consent decree says that you have the right to submit something 7 days prior, they can't eliminate that part of the consent decree and say you can't now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you submit it, they're going to have to discuss it. The question is, to submit what we have to submit in a timely fashion so that they do have to take it into account.
Connie.
I wondered whether procedurally there isn't a way for us to, just because it might get sticky, as Panama says, to utilize our quorum at this time to validate the position, and then what happens Friday will really be a wording, isn't it?
That's
it. That wording can be added, and it doesn't change the fact that we take a vote tonight, which is our deadline. You know,
make a motion.
And then if you put it on.
Wait. We have a small audience here, so would it be all right if we go into the audience, Bob?
Well, I just wanted to add what my understanding is, which is not an expert on bylaws, but the 7 day rule is not from the consent decree, it's from the currently established bylaws, which are still in effect for those matters that don't relate to how you constitute the board. And Carol republished that a couple days ago, and I don't remember the exact language, but it's ambiguous about who can put out bylaws. But to me, I mean, it sort of uses like some passive verbs, but the implication to me is if you're a member of the board, which Ray is as the duly elected member, a representative of this body here, that you can offer a bylaw amendment at a meeting as long as you give 7 day notice. So it seems to me the procedure would be this board authorizes something and then requests that their representative, Ray, offer that officially by the 7 day notice. And that, and if they try to quarrel with that, I think they're on very weak ground, because the current bylaws, I think the clear implication is if a board member offers language and it's 7 days in advance, it must be considered.
So I would like to second the motion.
Anyone else?
What's the motion?
I'm just curious to know if Janet had anything to say.
Are you speaking, Rashida?
I was just wondering if Janice had a comment on what Bob just said.
What he said makes sense to me. I don't know the stuff as well as I should. I told you what I know. the stuff that I'm pretty firm, but that's what I said. Now, the interpretation of what you're saying there, it sounds right, but I'm not as familiar with it as I should be.
So could I ask them one question before we vote, just on the heels of what you just said, Janice? If we take this vote and we agree that we agree with the spirit of things, we leave it to Mimi and the lawyer to put this one paragraph together which explains our position, further explains our position, we would like it to be carried through red, right?
Okay.
Am I correct in understanding then that still might not be accepted?
That Ray and I still might run into some opposition.
No, I can understand opposition, but the opposition would be only in the discussion of it as to whether or not...
Whether she have any legal grounds to
not stand for
it. Yeah, I don't care if there's a discussion around what is being said, because it doesn't have to be agreed with, and it could be agreed with. What I'm concerned is, would it not even be considered?
Right.
I'm just asking your opinion. I'm not asking you to, you know, commit yourself. Just what is your opinion? Do you think that it would be even...
I would like to see something submitted 7 days ahead of time to the board.
And 7 days ahead of time, is this Friday? Is that?
I would like to see that. I would like to see the statement that you're talking about.
So
I would like to see that developed. I'd like it to be done. And I'd like it to be Friday, whatever we need to do to get it... FedEx or whatever, I'd like to see that happen.
So if we did this on Friday, as Panama is suggesting, if we did this on Friday, wouldn't that be within the 7 days?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, that
yes.
Would be 7 days.
That I would fight for.
Okay. All right. That's all I want.
Mimi? And then Gail.
Well, I was just going to go off what Connie said, that I had some language that we could put together tonight that affirmed, again, even though we're on record, but for this specific purpose, our intent was affirmative action, and then adds, and I can read that, and then the concluding clause would be, therefore, we will propose a bylaw, et cetera, et cetera. So, whenever that's appropriate. I just wanted to agree with Connie that let's get that statement out affirming what it is we support and what we will do. And then we will, one way or the other, we will have something together for Friday.
Gail?
It feels like if we can pass a resolution now, which is kind of missing the last piece, you meet with Fred Friday morning, if we could have a telephone conference Friday night and vote on the phone.
Right.
You know, in the meantime, whatever language you come up with can, you know, we can get off the internet very quickly and we can have a complete vote by Friday evening.
Friday evening would be difficult for me.
Panama?
Yeah, but I mean, I think this,
and then proceeded.
Look, I think that it could be appropriate for us to express the thinking, the spirit of what we want,
right,
and have our attorneys translate that into a legal paragraph that they're speaking legally for what we are saying. Right. And we don't need to vote on that. We already voted on what it is that we want to say. Okay? We're just giving the trust to our attorneys. Every time you go to court, you put your hands, you're putting the hand of a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? You can't veto what the lawyer says every time he speaks to the judge, right? So I think that I think the simplest way of getting this thing done, done in a timely fashion so that, you know, Friday, if they meet in the morning, mid-afternoon, they could have this resolution at the national board. It meets the 7-day qualification, and then it's up to the lady back there and Ray to argue that it needs to be considered because we submitted it on time.
Right.
Okay. Apparently, wait. Okay, gentlemen in the audience.
Yes. That's my clarification. The 7 days means that the information needs to be at the
This is in the hands of the members, the board members.
So would there be a mailing to the office?
Yes. No, I think the mailing goes to the board members individually, which makes me think I need to get everybody's home address, right?
Right.
Well, we can electronically do it, and of course we can.
Yeah,
if you had faxes, that would also help. But we can certainly electronically do it, since that's how they've been giving notice.
And then send a hard copy.
Yeah. Okay. This gentleman.
I just want to raise the abstract question about the idea of considering the articles one by one, and the problem of consistency of articles being consistent with each other. If changes are made in one article, you know, it could have implications for other articles, and somewhere they have to be considered as an integrated whole.
Point of information, Steve, we're not really going into that now, and that, we don't even have the language for that. We haven't even discussed that right now. You're talking about oranges. We're talking about apples here. There was a resolution passed by KPFK, but we're not dealing with that at the moment. We're dealing with something else right now.
Okay. I think Mimi should read her language.
Okay, okay. Connie, yeah. And Mimi.
My question is, Mimi, do you have language?
Let's hear it.
Well, yeah, it's just a simple little thing.
Can we move on that language?
Can we move on the language?
Okay,
let's hear the language.
It started as, we declare our intention to defend affirmative action, integration, all the gains of the previous civil rights and black power movement. We could add gay rights and many other movements. We declare our determination to struggle for a society wholly free from the racist inequality and segregation, discrimination and prejudice, sexist abuse and degradation, and fundamental inequality that stifles human potential and dulls the mind and spirit. We aim for, people may not like this, but you know, we can play with it, an integrated society, a society of equality and sister and brotherhood where the ability of all is developed to the fullest. And then the last sentence would be, therefore, we are taking upon ourselves to develop a bylaw specific to the implementation of affirmative action. And again, you know, there are words, when, you know, little statements like that are always subject to.
Latino and Luis.
I didn't forget. I wanted to leave that. I mean, that was obvious. I didn't forget.
That is something sure you remember.
Latino, I remember. I would not have put in youth particularly. I don't consider youth an oppressed group.
I do think you do have to spell out all of the traditional groups that have excluded.
Then by all means, obviously it's Latino, it's people, indigenous, it's people with disabled.
That's right.
Gail?
I'm wondering if maybe I could read into the record this not very long thing from Montu, because I think it may have a few points that you might want to incorporate.
Sure.
Okay. The lab should state that there is a greater chance of a lawsuit for discrimination by those constituency communities than by a white person for reverse discrimination. The lab should state that we will not support a position that bars full diversity and inclusion. The Pacifica National Board cannot impose a regressive anti-diversity inclusion position on local stations, only a more progressive inclusion process. WBAI lab reserves the right, as should all local station labs, upon a democratic vote to elect as diverse a body as they choose. In short, no lab can be dictated to for a less progressive position on affirmative action diversity. WBAI lab and all labs should reject any legal interpretation of affirmative action that is based on a more conservative stance. It should reject any legal interpretation that imposes a regressive conservative position, particularly on grounds that a progressive position on diversity and inclusion, for example, the inclusion constituency model, might invite reverse discrimination lawsuits. Our position should be, unless there is a specific statute that we are in violation of, or an issue of Pacifica's FCC license being terminated, that any potential litigation challenging Pacifica's progressive position on diversity should be welcomed. Labs should support Mimi's legal brief and the holding of a panel of constitutional civil rights attorneys on these issues. If the IPNB doesn't support having this panel, then it should be supported and broadcast by the local stations.
The language is a challenge. It puts them on the defensive, whereas the statement that Mimi read is a positive one, which is this is what we want to see, not what we don't want to see. And I think it's more winning.
Yeah. I think his statement says the same thing, but you're right. It's the way in which it's positioned. So I think that you both are saying pretty much the same thing. The first sentence of, could you just read that first sentence?
Yeah, and believe me, I was very conscious. I was short of hand about the disability rights for gay and lesbian and Latino, indigenous people, et cetera. It was essentially we declare our intention to defend affirmative action. You can leave in or out integration and all the gains of the previous. And I put civil rights movement, that was shorthand for all these rights, the women's movement and the various rights movements that have been held to get us the human rights and to get us to this point.
Okay, and then there's a sentence in which you have something, black power. Could you just
I put in the civil rights movement, the black power. I mean, you know, people can categorize it, as I said, you know, goes from Stonewall to the disability rights to, and I absolutely am committed and no question that it would be included, those groups who we know and understand have been historically and traditionally oppressed, and this board has repeatedly been on record in support of that. So that would definitely be added, Rashida.
No, I was just suggesting that if we could just say underrepresented and underserved with a colon, and then you could just list. Part of my hesitation is because it's coming from us, I think opposition just straight out is going to say it's a sneaky way to slip in to the constituency model. So I like the positive tone of what you're saying, and I hope that the best intentions would be also appreciated and understood. But I really have to tell you that I feel so much resistance. As I was saying before you got here, it is almost immovable. It is implacable, and it is tragic that is the case in Pacifica. And I'm not sure if what we're talking about is even a violation of the very basic mission of us. We're not even talking about Pacifica's mission anymore. We've moved totally away from that dialogue. All these diehard, obsessive Pacifica's stalwarts have, just like the Osama bin Laden has been moved from the dialogue, Pacifica's mission has been moved from the dialogue. So I thought, rather than get their hackles up, because it's BAI, so automatically it's a constituency model on the sneak, that we could try to use acceptable language, not water it down, just acceptable language like underrepresented, and then do a colon, for example, or like that, wherever it's possible, just to try to, and in some way, might even say something, dare we say it, of Pacifica's mission of inclusion. Just some way to speak. That's all
amenable,
I'm
but let me just give you a happy note, if I may.
Good.
We have long been at odds with a number of people on the board, and they were people who were essentially appointed by Mary Frances Berry. Well, interestingly enough, many of those people happened to have been part of the civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
And were exemplary in their work at
Absolutely.
That point.
Including
Marion Barry was right. Part of that
and
reality. I have spoken now. We have established communication, and there was never a question about this, with Dick Gregory. We spoke to the newest member of the board, Charles Smith, who's an African-American, quite well-to-do, in the construction trades, etc., in Texas. And we've a letter has been sent to Marion Barry, and I've spoken to James Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Our alliances are shifting, and the reason they are shifting is because they are people of color
exactly
who have experienced. These same people, by the way, just signed on. I don't know if you saw, but aside from the 300 organizations that have now signed on to do affirmative briefs and support the amicus briefs, including Norman Schwarzkopf and 64
right.
corporations
right.
from the
right.
Fortune 500.
That's right. That's right.
There are now 200 leading people from the civil rights movement. John Lewis, Julian Bond, all these folks who have also signed on and put together amicus briefs and are now on record. One of them is Marion Barry, etc. So I think that our alliances in this issue are shifting and that we need to be mindful of that, and so that some of the people who are tilting most at opposing affirmative action and replacing it by proportional representation, which is indeed Carol Spooner, we have some new friends that we need to nurture and bring along. So it's not as dire as we would think. She is not the entire board, although she's done a great deal of work and has a lot of influence, as well she should. But there are other folks now who are very concerned about this issue. And I would urge our board also to reach out, particularly the history of Anne, the history of Rashida, the work of Connie, the work of Gail, of Marion. I mean, Panama. We have an enormous history ourselves on this board. These brothers in this context, I think, would be very receptive and have already given indication. We may carry it a lot more than you think.
You know, you're right, Mimi. I agree. I just have to say that I was really turned... I just wanted to say that I was turned off so badly against James Ferguson. He really was getting to my last nerve, especially when we were having those WBAI special committee meetings where he would never be available for the conference call. However, at the last meeting that I attended, which was in Houston,
yes,
and we the board, or I think it was Leslie, or somebody called for the resolution against the war and that Pacifica should make a statement. He was right. I mean, he was just right on. And I went over to him and I said, you know, Jim, I know that we've been on opposite sides of the aisle, and I have probably disagreed with about 95 or 99% of what you said. But I just want to tell you that on this issue, I don't want to say that I'm surprised, because that would not be fair to you. However, I am surprised, and I do support what you just said, and thank you very much. And he was very gracious. He said, I'm sure a lot of people are surprised. And he understands how he has been viewed. And I was just really... So when you tell me that somebody like him is signing on, he does have a civil rights background.
I think he will. Chair will take special privileges. Okay? I want to say that I think no matter what we say, and I agree with you, Rashida, you're concerned about how a certain steadfast group feels. But I don't think that it should stop us, because I don't think no matter what we do, they will come forward. And I think we're on very sound ground, and I think we should pursue it.
Okay.
And I'm concerned about the kind of language we use.
That's all I'm thinking.
But I don't think we should fashion our language to be sure, be careful of what they might think. If you think you're in the right, I think you really have to say what needs to be said.
Okay.
I know back here and Sheila.
Marion and Ann.
And Ann, okay. Sheila, you spoke. Let me speak, calling Sheila, and then you, and then Ann.
You know, there's a sister back there, too.
And there's a sister back there. That's
Serene.
She does work at the station.
Yeah, Serene. But Sheila.
One thing I noticed from Muntu's wording is that he seems to be saying that the lab reserves the right to make its own decision about this issue. Does that sound different from
what?
It sounds like
an
extra thing to what you're saying.
And we actually don't. According to the bylaws.
The board will make the decision, the national board.
Yeah. Well,
we will take a position, but
we don't have a reserve right. Okay.
Okay. Yes, gentlemen, and then you read.
Statement that you read, that somebody could say that the proportional representation provisions with the 50% provisions satisfied the criteria you laid down.
Well, this isn't criteria. This is just a generic statement affirming affirmative action. And affirmative action, which I could go to at length, is not proportional representation. It may be one component part of trying to accomplish affirmative action, but it's just one type of system, and it's my belief that in the context of our network, not the most effective mechanism for accomplishing affirmative action towards the end of accomplishing diversity.
Proportional representation by itself is not, but
precisely.
The proportional representation with the 50% requirement.
But it doesn't.
Not,
but
not.
It doesn't have that.
Move that.
We can't do that.
They.
That's what they. Precisely.
Okay.
So all we're left with is a generic proportional.
And then
Shereen.
Come up, please, Shereen.
Yes,
can't hear you.
Well, this is as good as it gets. I think you kind of missed the point that Sheila was making, which is that she's stating, Munch's statement was a negative statement. It's saying affirmatively the lab has a right to, and the lab will eventually get to vote on these bylaws. Therefore, the IPMB is well advised to consider the rights of the lab when they vote, because it is in fact going to ultimately be the deciding factor in 3 or 5. That's one. And the second is just a quick comment. Every time that Charles Smith is mentioned, it's mentioned that he's well-to-do or that he has some money. And I don't hear that said about any of the other board members. Some of them are quite well-to-do themselves. I don't know whether it's so remarkable, you know, even in these circles that, you know, there's a black person who's well-to-do, that it must be remarked upon whenever his name is mentioned. But I really want to stop that. That's it.
And
I just want to add Mimi's language, something to the effect that society has politically and sociologically and economically proactively excluded certain groups of people. Yes, it's an ongoing process, and despite all of the civil rights laws, it's still happening. And so, I don't know if you use the terms historically or traditionally excluded when you speak of such groups. We certainly are underrepresented.
I certainly take notice of what both Sheila and Serene, relative to Muntu, and what you're saying, absolutely, and that can easily be incorporated.
Well, I think it's 8 o'clock, and I would like to, unless anyone has anything else to say about this, I think we need to vote, take a vote on you have to put it in words so that we can vote on it.
Well, if you accept the spirit, I will have it out to you all tomorrow.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
On the email.
Okay.
Okay.
With the different caveats and flavor.
Good.
Okay. But could you put in that in the minutes and that we can take a vote?
We'll have it'll be on here.
Okay.
I can't write it all down, but I'll.
No, I don't expect you to write it all down.
Connie, because I don't know if she ever got it.
Connie, did you get a copy of this?
She wouldn't know until she sees it.
You want one quick comment? Yes. One quick comment?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I think that Muntu's. But I think that Muntu's. Muntu's email, while it is on the negative and not on the positive, I think that the people that go to the national board should carry copies of it with them, because what it does do is raise arguments, okay, to the things that they may be very well raising if this issue gets on the table. So I agree, it's not in the spirit in which we want the resolution to be written. It definitely addresses things that are going to be arguments against the resolution.
Right.
So, Hey, so.
Could you
pass it to
Connie?
One addendum, just to summarize. So what I will do is I will take it, I will write it up, I will circulate it to us
take
tomorrow. And with that, we have always prevailed when we have organized. We're a very articulate, confident, passionate group. And I can only say that it would be tragic if we didn't prevail by default. And some of that means, and I believe me, I understand the economic and the physical hardship and the work hardship of taking off and going to that board meeting. But I can't urge people enough. This is the culmination. We took it this far. It's not the most enjoyable endeavor, although there's a great seafood restaurant that I know.
They could ease the pain.
I mean, really, they got this outdoor thing and the scallops are good. But, and I'll personally take people to supper if they go, but I really think I plead with us to try to, one, raise sufficient money so that our colleagues who can't go, but really the people on this board, it's such a mighty group when it speaks together. And the history here, I really would try to encourage people. It's kind of the culmination now of a 2-year struggle that will have implications for the next decade in a very problematic period. And it's a wonderful thing if we were physically on record to support these things. Not that I don't...
On the 7th? March 7th.
Yeah, it's next weekend. I still would like to pass a resolution that they put it back, but if they don't, I really would like to see... I know the hardship.
Okay, I just got word that they're closing at 8:30. Now, I don't know where Ray is at.
Yeah, he just called me.
Is he on his way?
Didn't leave a message.
No, yeah, because we have to deal with this issue and get it on record now.
I move we accept Mimi's proposal.
Second.
Okay, let's take a vote. Everyone voting on this. Mimi, you can vote for your own thing, you know. Okay.
That's so crazy.
It's a unanimous vote.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Now, the next thing.
Ray.
Okay.
Just a minute. Are you on your way, Ray?
Because he said he's going to close up at 8:30.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. But what did you say? Do you have anything to say, Ray? I'm listening. Everybody else is too.
They're throwing us out at 8:30.
Okay. How long would you say? Half an hour?
We're out of here.
Your man just said that he wants to close by 8:30. It's almost 10 after 8.
It's 15. Oh,
okay.
Marion?
Yes.
Before we leave, maybe we can figure if we can take up any kind of a collection tonight.
Yes.
There are a number of folks who really would like to go who just can't afford it. So
okay.
We should just raise
One of the things that Mimi and I have made said I'd make a contribution, and I told someone that I would make a contribution, but we'd like to know if we could take up a collection to help some people go to Los Angeles, because as many people as possible from this area ought to go out
maybe
to California.
We use the hat.
Do you accept checks?
We'll accept anything
you've
got.
What should I make the check to?
Check?
What about Tuesday?
What do we make a check out to?
To me.
That's next week.
That was a little
you mean that's next
Tuesday?
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you make it out to cash?
I could.
With a proviso on the bottom for IPBN. By the way, just maybe a hand, since Ann just momentarily left. How many people on this board might be able to go?
I'm going to Los Angeles.
How many people want to drive?
Oh, no.
Drive?
Wow. You must be
Los Angeles.
You know what? I'm
exhausted by the time I get there.
I saw Marion's hand. I saw Panama. I saw mine.
So, at least one, two, three.
Is Anthony going?
I don't think so.
Ray's going.
So, they're
is
really...
Is there nobody else here? I mean, not that I want to pressure you.
But
something that night, the only way I could go would be if I went on the red eye, and I had to go like 12 o'clock that night.
if I go. That's the only way.
Well, it's an agony, but I really think
that's
this
the only
is
way
kind
I
of the pivotal meeting, and I know what we can do when we are out there together organizing.
Let me think about it.
And Gail.
I have to be in Pittsburgh that weekend.
Or before.
What's up?
Ray just said carry on, and if he tries to close us up, call him again.
Oh, if we could pass this around.
Okay.
And you're totally out of the loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, can I make a suggestion then, which we could carry? You talked about including a statement from our board. Ann and Connie and Rashida and Gail are all on significant organizations. They've spent decades of their lives. Could you put together affirmative statements from the organizations that support
what
we bring there as at least your surrogate?
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a good idea.
Okay.
And you're all great writers.
Who should we get it to? You?
Yeah, I guess me or Marion.
Okay.
Lee, are you going?
But, no, I can't.
Okay.
I
yeah, get it to me, get it to Marion.
All right.
Okay. It can be electronically delivered.
Yeah, 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 it will be.
And at least we could bring your statements out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Include your resume. Oh, okay. Not to be pompous about this.
Okay.
We can write this statement. I'm having
a now, have we taken care of that?
Okay. Where's the hat? Somebody
has the hat is over there. I'm going to give someone a check. $400. Can we proceed now? The next thing that we've talked about that we'd like to deal with is the report to the national board.
Yeah, don't deal with the report.
The report to the national board. Okay. Now, we can list the things as well as you can remember. The board itself needs to. The last board meeting was when? What was the last board meeting in? This, was it February?
Yeah. Beginning of February.
The beginning of February. So from February, we really, starting with February, we really have to list what we've done so far. At the last February meeting, we passed a resolution.
Do we do from February or from January? Don't we do from January?
What?
If I may, I'm sorry if I'm out of line, but I thought the board agreed a few minutes ago it was really vital to get to the bylaws. Mm-hmm.
Didn't we do it when we finished with the bylaws?
Over the next
No, we're not. There's Leslie Radford, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
There are at least two other items.
Sorry.
We're
going to
do this by email.
Leslie Radford. Let's deal with Leslie Radford. She sent a... she has a resolution which indicates that they will not pass anything unless the bylaws articles are passed individually. And that's what she has said. Her board took that position on that. What does it say there?
This is an email from Leslie Radford, and she said, the KPFK lab voted to ask the IPNB to approve or disapprove the bylaws article by article, that the LAB would not approve the whole package, only article by article. She also mentioned that there is a lab member in Houston that's going to try to get that through the Houston lab.
Okay.
And she asked if the New York lab would support that.
Okay. Now, I had just heard what Janice said.
Just one thing. I do not want to hold on to money because I'm
Marion,
fearless.
Hold on.
What?
You got Marion, the post office
Marion.
Card.
Okay.
What was I saying?
No, the board.
Article by article.
What their board passed was that they would not vote
okay,
on it.
I wanted to ask Janice something. Janice, you had indicated that the national board, did not want to deal with article by article.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay.
I believe that other members will say, we'll never get through it. We won't get through the whole thing. We can't.
Well, I have a question. Let me tell you something. This past week, we were supposed to have a national board meeting, and they were going to broadcast a peace march out there all day Saturday, and that the bylaws were set aside for Sunday. Sunday is a bad day for the bylaws. So I was concerned about the agenda, rearranging this agenda now, that if they moved it up to next week, can the bylaws start Friday night, or certainly should start by Saturday?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
And that national board should agree to that, and then you can have it article for article, and the budget could come on Sunday.
No, because nobody's going to Sunday to do this.
So the bylaws should really start Friday night.
I don't know whether it'll start Friday
or Saturday at least.
Carol wants to start Friday night, she said.
Who?
Carol Swarton said she wants to start Friday
night. On the bylaws Friday night? There's no reason why they can't do it by section by section, or article by article.
Well,